106.5 Mountain FM, Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Follow up to a story from, I guess, a couple of years back. A couple of Parks Canada employees were caught skinny dipping in the endangered snails pool in Banff. Subsequently lost their jobs. What were they thinking?
Their thought process at the time may have been more focused on themselves than necessarily sure. the endangered species they were putting at risk at the Cave and Basin.
Right.
It made headlines because it does breach the National Parks Act. They were charged, they pled guilty, they were fined, and they lost their jobs. They appealed that decision. And despite what employers think, you can't just fire people for whatever.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of people felt at the time there was sufficient grounds for that. But after the adjudicator looked at the background and the history, I mean, these are long-term parks employees with no history of workplace incidents on their record. Obviously, a really bad error in judgment. The one thing that the adjudicator did determine is that they don't get retroactive pay. That's sort of to recognize that what they did was reprehensible, but the punishment they got by losing their jobs may have been more than necessarily fit the crime.
So losing some money, getting a fine, and then I guess, you know, the fact that their names were in all the newspapers and now once again are in all the newspapers. People might be complaining that they got their jobs back, but I think they've served their time for that particular crime.
It's one of those public shaming type things, and it's salacious. Yeah, this is juicy. This is it's gossip.
Skinny dipping.
What were they doing? What were they doing?
Those pools, they're really stinky. They smell like sulfur. I can think of way better places to take a date.